Well, the Texans are without Gary Kubiak. He was relieved of his duties today. Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. You and I haven't done something like this on camera in a while, but had to get your thoughts on things. Let's start with Kubiak, the legacy that he left, what he did here. What's your take on it?
He comes in 2006. Team was 2-14, and he takes over a squad that needed a lot of improvements on the roster. He and Charlie Casserly initially, then Rick Smith, rebuild things. They go 6-10, 8-8 a couple of times, 9-7. You know, I thought it was a steady climb for a while for Gary Kubiak. They had the big setback in 2010, but then Wade Phillips comes in as the coordinator on defense, and they win back-to-back AFC South championships. I don't think we'll ever forget that. We'll never forget the next man up season from 2011. We'll never forget the first playoff win against the Bengals. You cannot downplay two playoff victories in 2 years, because think about the Oilers when they had that great run of seven consecutive playoff appearances, but only won three playoff games in that span. So give them credit for that, but Drew, the wheels came off this year, and that's why he's without a job right now.
Yeah, and we're not going to go into the myriad of reasons, because we heard McNair and we heard Rick Smith say that today. So what's next for this franchise? How do you see things playing out?
They have to find the right guy, and there's so many different possibilities here. You know, do you get somebody? Bob McNair said he wants somebody with NFL experience and preferably head coaching experience. So either in the league or in college, but if you're in college, maybe you have some NFL experience along the way. And you've heard a lot of the candidates' names so far. And these are not official Texans candidates. These are media candidates. But there's some of the guys who are available, guys like Lovie Smith, guys like maybe you go get a Bill O'Brien from Penn State. You know, where are you looking? You're looking all across the country, and ideas will come to you as you continue to search. I think it's exciting. There's no doubt about that. But there's a lot of pressure for this organization to make the right selection.
Yeah, and going hand in hand with a new coach is what you do in the first round of the draft, what you take, what position do you move back. And we've got a lot of time to answer that. But one more idea that McNair brought up, in addition to the head coaching experience and the NFL experience, he said he's kind of leaning towards a defensive mind as well.
Yeah, because he says the defensive guys tend to do a little bit better than the offensive guys. And I don't know why that is. And look, he's not just pulling that one out of the air. He's got statistical facts to back it up. And there are plenty of examples of offensive guys who do well as well. But we'll see how that works itself out. You know, this team, and he also said this team's good to go. You know, they're not looking at a long rebuilding process. They want to win next year. It's going to be a coveted position because of all the talent on the roster. I think even if you won the Super Bowl this year, you were going to look at a major roster overhaul just because of contracts alone dictating that. When I say major, I just mean a lot of moves, because that's just life in the NFL. But this will be a coveted position in the league. They all are, but especially this.
All right. It's going to be the first of many, many moves. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting offseason. The voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. I'm Drew Doherty, and we will have much more on HoustonTexans.com.